Stacey Norman.
East Coast Radio.
Hi, is that Miss Terry?
Speaking.
Hi, Terry. It's Stacey from East Coast Radio. How are you?
I'm good. How are you feeling?
I'm so well. I mean, I'm not winning awards or anything, but I'm good. You know, like all things considered. All right. Thank you very much for giving us some of your time today. Obviously, we have to just straight off the bat congratulate you.
Thank you.
This is, I mean, like lead role in a movie. Like you're not even messing around here. Do you feel like this is actually happening to you? Because I would imagine that there's been so much work that's happened in the background that maybe you can believe it. Because for the rest of us, we're like, she did it again. She's doing great things.
No, absolutely. I mean, we don't see the hard work. We don't see the sweat. Sometimes we just share, you know, the highlights and the accolades and the celebration. But actually, there's a lot of work that gets into, you know, putting one in this kind of position. And I'm really grateful to be able to, after all these years, still be working, still be, you know, doing what I love and surrounded by talented people that, you know, just want to tell good stories.
You're like making me want to cry. I'm like, I also want to be like Terry. Because I mean, but seriously, it's like you made it. You know what I mean? You have made it, and you continue to make it. Do you feel this when you win these awards? When you do all these amazing things, and you get this mass wave of enthusiasm and love and support from South Africa? Do you feel like you're kind of carrying all of us with you? I mean, surely there must be some element of like responsibility, right?
Yeah, I really hope so, because I think accolades are really encouraging, you know, when people see your work, when people see what you do and they acknowledge and celebrate, it's really encouraging. It makes you want to do more. And I'm hoping that, you know, I can take my country with me with all these, you know, achievements, and even if in small ways of inspiring young upcoming artists that feel like, oh, it's not happening for me, you know, just know that, you know, you need to be patient enough and the right project, you know, will come for you and it will change your life.
You see, because what you just said there is so important. I feel like the youths of today, you know, we live in a time of instant gratification. So we want to kind of, you know, we're talented, we're driven, we're optimistic. We write in our gratitude journals. Why hasn't it happened yet? It is a long process, not so. I mean, for some people, obviously, right place, right time, but not everybody gets that Charlize Theron bank moment. You know what I mean? So, like, I mean, can you give us some advice?
Kind of, you know, what you want out of this industry.
If
you just want a hit to be famous overnight, you might have it or you might not have it. So if you approach it like, this is what I want to do for a living, this is my, you know, livelihood, this is my career, then you plan different, you see things differently. But if you just want a hit song, then you might be disappointed because it might take forever or it might happen overnight. And it's one of those industries you can never know what will work. So you just want to build a career and everything else is a byproduct.
Amazing. Oh, that's so good. You see, that's a tweet right there. Totally going to steal it and claim it as my own. All right, now let's talk about this movie, right? So it's called Faces. What exactly is the film about and what is going to make people get in their cars and go to a theater and buy a ticket? Because that's the thing. Everyone's like, oh, yay, Terry's done so well, but then we don't support. So give us a little bit of a inside there.
Well, it's a multi-narrative story. It's set in London. And we see these characters that are trying to navigate almost like intersections. You know, so it's just like a quick mirror into people's lives and what they're going through at the time. And we get to see my character, who's in a very toxic, you know, abusive, you know, relationship. And then it highlights issues that people are uncomfortable talking about, homosexuality, you know, HIV and AIDS, domestic violence, and also how difficult it is to try and survive in a big city as a foreigner.
Yeah.
Because my character is a, you know, foreigner in London. You know, he's there. No, she's there. She's in love. She's married. But the relationship is toxic.
And that is such...
So we get to see, you know, these people's journeys. And hopefully, you know, everyone that watches the film will get to see themselves through these characters, try and find a way to deal with life differently and hopefully get some inspiration and from the strength of the characters as well.
Well, I mean, it's very poignant, and that's why a story like this is always necessary. You know, art imitating life, life imitating art. This week in particular has been incredibly, this last week has been very, very rough back home, as I'm sure you know.
It's been heartbreaking.
Yeah, it's been quite bizarre. For me, I was actually speaking to my best friend this morning, and I said, I don't have the words, and ordinarily I can throw any word, like, anywhere, anytime, but I've never felt this before, where it feels like there's this collective consciousness, like there's this moment in time where women, South African women, African women, are saying, we've had enough. So when you are in this industry, and you are over the seas and far away, and you're winning things, and you're working hard, and you're applying yourself, and you're telling the stories, are you safe there, or is this something that happens beyond just South Africa? Because I feel like it's been a lot here. You know what I mean? Like, is this something that you're still dealing with on that side, or have you had a pretty, dare I say, safe journey up to this point?
Well, you know, when you travel, when you work abroad, you become an ambassador for your country, and when incidents like these happen, it just leaves the world so disheartened because we've always been, you know, that nation that the world is proud of, you know, having to overcome apartheid, and how, you know, the Madiba magic kind of touched the world and inspired people to know that you don't need a civil war, you know, to correct history. Mm. When things like this happen, it's really disheartening. It's embarrassing. And it makes one wonder, am I safe outside of home?
Yeah.
So I hope, you know, I don't know, actually, like, I just hope for a miracle. I hope that we have these open discussions and history lessons, and some, you know, intervention from the government, where, because people are hopeless, people are frustrated, but we cannot excuse some of the incidents that have happened.
Yeah.
And when it comes to women and the femicide and the rape and stuff, that is unacceptable. That breaks my heart. That makes me be ashamed to be South African, be scared, like, I'm paranoid, because how do you know if you're not next?
That's it. That's exactly it.
And I hope that as storytellers, when we tell these stories, we also are responsible enough to mirror that side of society without encouraging people to think, oh, it's a trend, we can do too. But to show the pain, to show what all these things are molding us into, you know, this heartless society.
Yes, yes. And that's exactly why stories like these that you're telling are so important. Relatable, unfortunately, but at the same time, like, shout out to all of you for being brave, for stepping up and showing the other side of it. Because it's all like glitz and glamour, ooh, look, I'm a Kardashian, and it's not taking anything away from the Kardashians, but life isn't always like that. There's a lot of stuff going on, and to see art imitating life at this very specific moment is encouraging. Mm-hmm. Terry, thank you so much for your time. Once again, congratulations. And we thank are you. Always sending you love and success and rooting for you from the side. If you ever need someone just to, like, you know, fluff a skirt or whatever, let me know. I'm always available. Compact size, travel size. Right?
And
thank you, Miss Terry. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you. Bye.
Cheers. Bye. Stacey Norman. KZN's number one hit music station, East Coast Radio.